Chapter 18. The remainder of the day went smoothly enough, with the patrol following the vermin track steadily. Late afternoon brought them to the banks of quite a sizeable river. Major Perigord halted them within sight of it. They crouched in a patch of fern, viewing the scene ahead. Through a screen of weeping willow, elder sycamore and a holm oak, the river made a welcoming sight, with patches of sun-burnished water showing amid cool islands of tree shade. Tamil was wondering why they had halted and concealed themselves when he heard Perigord and Twayblade discussing their next move.
Looks very tempting indeed, eh, Gal?
Exactly. Good spot for an ambush, I'd say.
Tamil remembered the last time he had rushed forward to water. The hares were right. This time he would be on his guard. The major issued orders in a whisper.
Sergeant Torgak, take young Pask and scout the terrain downstream. Captain Twayblade, do likewise upstream. Take one with you.
Permission to go with you, Captain? Please, ma'am. I'd like a chance to be a real part of the patrol.
Twayblade could not help smiling at the eager Tamil.
Stripe me, but you're a bright and brisk one. Still, one volunteer's worth 10 pressed creatures. Come on then, young Tam.
Leaving the edge of the fern cover, Twayblade drew her deadly long rapier and stooped low.
Follow me, Tam. Duck and weave, take advantage of any cover. Keep your eyes open and do as I do. That is, until I give you an order, then it's do as I say.
Tamil enjoyed learning from an expert. He kept low, rolling behind mounds, bellying out to crawl over open spaces swiftly, then stopping dead and remaining motionless, disguised among bushes, never traversing in a straight line. They headed east, keeping with the outer edge of the tree fringe, until Twayblade decided they had gone far enough. She flattened herself against a gnarled dwarf apple tree, and for a moment Tamil lost sight of the captain. She blended in with the tree bark until she was almost invisible to the casual observer, and only by staring hard could the young hare make her out.
Great seasons, Captain!
He chuckled admiringly.
You nearly vanished altogether, then. Mayhaps you'll teach me that trick, ma'am.
Twayblade shook her head vigorously.
Not me. Little Midge Manycoats is the chap. He'll teach you all about disguise and concealment. He's the best there is. Righto, let's make our way to the riverbank and follow it back down to where we left the patrol. Everything seems to be safe enough hereabouts, but let's not get careless, Tam. Keep that splendid blade of yours at the ready, what?
They took a drink at the river's edge. The water was cold and sweet. Splashing through the shallows, they cooled their footpaws as they went. Tamil noticed a good patch of watercress, frond streaming out around a limestone rock beneath the water. He did not stop to gather it, but noted the spot and carried on in Twayblade's wake. The rest of the journey back was pleasant and uneventful, and they arrived at the ferns as noontide shadows lengthened. The captain made her report.
Well, well, I see you lot have had a nice little nap whilst we were gone, what? Nothing to report. The coast's clear up that way.
Torgak and Pask returned. The sergeant threw a brisk salute.
River narrows downstream, sir. Lots of rocks sticking up. That's where the vermin made their crossing. Still wet paw prints on the stones. We'd catch him up by midnight if the patrol got underway, smart-like, sir.
Perigord judged the sun's angle.
I think we'll make camp here, sergeant. No sense in chasing our tails off, what? Early start tomorrow. Good fast march, and I've little doubt we'll encounter him about high noon. Camp down, troop.